You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Okay, I feel a lot better because I have just done a survey around the office and around the studio, and Steve, Michelle, Kerry, my producer, everybody is telling me that it takes them several goes to get through the idiot questions that were asked to make sure we're not robots. That makes me feel a little bit better. Joining me now is nanogirl Dr. Michelle Dickinson. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a great study. So tell us, what is happening with these captures? Is that how I pronounce it?
It's called capture, and you've probably clicked on the box that says I am not a robot to start with. For those who don't know, capture is actually, it stands for completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. And the Turing test is the official test that says, are you a human or are you a robot, right? So I suck at them. I don't know.
Bless you.
And there are lots of different types. So obviously I can check a box that says, I am not a robot. That's the very simple one. The next level, and this is the one I find the hardest, is where you've got like squiggly letters and numbers that are artistic, and you have to sort of figure out what they are. And they're often on top of each other with a squiggle over it. And then you have to type. I get those wrong.
Yeah, I can't help those, Anna.
And then there's the grid pattern. So you've got 9 boxes in this grid, and it's like, click on all the boxes that has a bicycle. And I'm like, oh, well, that's got like a tiny corner of a bicycle on it. Is that a box with a bike? Should I click that one? I don't know. And I'm sitting there going, I don't want to get this wrong because I want to get into this site. Yeah, or a bridge or a whatever.
Oh, we all hear you.
And you might
traffic
go,
light.
You might go, oh yeah, okay, that's not a big deal. It is a big deal when you're trying to get Taylor Swift tickets and you're like number 30,000 in the queue because it took you so long to get into the system. That stuff matters. So why are they even there? So they were designed in the year 2000 because people have invented spamming bots that are designed to try and take down your website for evil. And so they've gone, to stop that, we're going to make sure you're a human and not a bot.
Mm.
Apart from, humans aren't very good at these tests. No. And computers have just got much, much smarter. So this study out of University of California, Irvine, did that. So the squiggly letters test, they said, can a bot figure these out? Can a human? And basically they said, 100% of the time, almost, these bots can do the squiggle letter test.
That's a thing. So maybe they work out we're human because we can't get them right.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how this whole system works.
So those are going down. There's no point in having those because the bots will figure those out. And then they go, it's all right, we've got these grid things. Well, they've just, with the advancement of AI, AI is really good at image recognition. So they're much better than us at going, yes, that's a corner of a bicycle in a box. So again, humans suck at this robot test where the humans actually seem more robotic than the robots do. So captures have had to go, well, we're going to have to go next level. How are we going to outsmart the AI? So this is what's coming next. Get ready. So if you thought you were bad to start with, it's about to get much worse. So now they're going to be delivering images that are really difficult to decipher and also are totally out of context. So you might now see, for example, a picture of a wild animal, maybe a beaver or a squirrel, but it's going to be dressed totally in human clothing, a vest and some shoes. And it might be holding a bunch of watermelons or something bizarre in a sea of turtles. And then it's going to say, can you click on the bow tie? And you as a human are going to go, well, it's an animal wearing a bow tie in an out of context thing holding a bunch of weird stuff, but I can tell what the bow tie is. And the hope is it's so out of context that the AI can't figure out that that's the neck of a beaver instead of the neck of a human, which is what it would be trained on to figure out that that's where the bow tie is. It might also go, here's a photo of something. Can you find 2 shapes that are the same within this image?
Oh, no.
So maybe there are 2 hexagon-shaped objects, maybe a hexagon mirror and a hexagon nut, and you have to try and find those, and that's what's coming next. So just letting you know, really, that tech's getting so smart that us humans...
So when something wacky comes up, don't go, oh, hang on, this is a scam. They've been hacked. This is the way we're going.
This is the way we're trying to... prove our humanness again against robots that are actually really smart, AI that's smart, image recognition that's smart. And I think all that's going to happen is us humans are going to go, oh, this is too hard. I'm not sure this website is worth getting into.
I don't know. Anything might be easier than the problems it seems to give me currently. So maybe it'll work brilliantly. Michelle, thank you so much. Good to catch up.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.